guess the most apt description of tonight's guest is that he currently performs my old job, cowboy at Plato's Retreat. No, actually, he's... He anchors the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, and he has recently quit the nasty habit of smoking. Norm Macdonald. Norm!
All right. Morning.
Now, you're a young iconoclast, Norm. You know, the kids, they get you.
What? No. I was going to wear a suit, and I
don't need to. I like this old D.B. Cooper look for you, man. This is... Now,
is he the guy who jumped out of the plane?
No. He's married to Alice Cooper. Now, the thing I'm... Remember you wrote for my first talk show?
Yeah, you gave me my first
job. And I used to come in the room, and you and Drake Sather had no lights on. It was like some fucking Anton LaVey Satan cult in there. And you guys used to turn out the sickest jokes ever. And everybody was always smoking. Then I see you on Saturday Night Live during the opening credits. And one of the things I like about you is you're completely unfiltered on that show. You'll say anything. And I saw in the picture you had a cigarette in your mouth. I thought, this guy just doesn't give a shit. So I asked you to come on. I find out you pushed out on me and quit smoking. What is that all about?
No, because it's bad for you. They have these fucking things on the side. You have to read the fine print where it says, it's bad.
Now, when did you first start smoking?
I started smoking as a kid, like when I think I was like 14, and I thought, I'll look really cool, like if I start smoking, because I didn't get along with anybody. So I started smoking. Wouldn't you know it, I did look cool. All of a sudden, all these broads like me and everything. Not broads, but ladies, girls, women. It was hard, though, man, because I was guilty about all the time I smoked, because I always thought, you know, I always knew it was bad for me, you know? Like, even though some guys will say that it's good because their uncle lived long or something and he smoked, you know, and they'll go, hey, what about, you know, that old guy, Bert Mustin, what about that guy, you know? And then, just because he lived long, that doesn't mean anything, right? That's just one guy. You can't, just because Bert Mustin lived long, you're all of a sudden...
You did your master's thesis on this, didn't you? Now, did people bother you a lot when you're smoking? Were people pissed off when...
Yeah, people don't like when you smoke, you know? They're bothered, like... I gotta admit, though, secondhand smoke is bad. Like, I don't like... When I smoked, I didn't like secondhand smoke. Yeah. You know? I like that firsthand smoke, because you get to suck it right out of the cigarette, you know? And the secondhand... Any fucking thing that's already been ingested by someone is not as good, you know? You know what I mean? Like a pork sandwich is delicious, but after a digested pork sandwich, that's fucking shit. You know?
You can't fight that logic, Norman. You cannot. Do you think advertising brings kids to smoking? You know, they had a lot of fight with the Joe Camel thing. Do you think they really?
Yeah, definitely they got it. Because the thing is this. The advertisers, they got to go after kids because they're not going to get adults. Like, there's not going to be a 50-year-old guy going, hey, I should start smoking. That goddamn Camel. Look at him. They gotta get little children.
Joe Camel.
Yeah.
That's a frightening looking beast.
He looks like a cock. I didn't make this up.
And I know you don't mind firsthand cock, but.
You don't know that. Don't say that. I know how this stuff happens, man. Because a buddy of mine worked on Saturday Night Live, and he said he was a fag once as a joke. And then he said everybody comes up to him and saying, are you a fag? Gay man, I mean?
It's a show about smoking. They thought you meant the British word for cigarette. All right.
Exactly. Can I bum a fag? That's what they say in England.
Where else? All right.
Think about Joe Campbell looking like a cock, Dennis.
I lost my train of thought. Thanks for bringing me back.
This is what I've noticed. He doesn't even look like a fucking camel. He looks so much like a cock. Because you know how it's usually subliminal?
Yeah.
Where you have to find the cock, right? This character, you have to find the goddamn camel.
Yeah, believe me, when you only get two humps out of a cock, it's not worth smoking. All right, now, line two, we got a phone call for you. Although I can't believe they'd still be on the line after this departure. Line two, we've got Beverly from Middletown, Ohio. Beverly?
Yeah, hi, Dennis. Hi, Norm.
Hi, you didn't know my name, I don't think.
Yes, I did. I watched Saturday Night.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I liked it when Dennis was on it.
Yeah, I watch Dennis every
day. Get out of here. You're great at that, man. You're great at this. You know why? Because you don't give a shit about Dennis. You know what I mean? It's like the best thing you can do. Whenever I'd go on, they'd go, what's it like following Chevy? And I like Chevy. He makes me laugh. I mean, what the fuck do I think about Chevy? I'm trying to make a living here.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I see you, I know you're thinking the same thing. Like, screw Dennis. I'm killing. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, since nicotine is such an addictive drug, do you think someday you'll have to have a prescription to buy a pack of cigarettes?
Well, you know, they always bring up the Constitution and talk about how we should still have the right to a militia and all that. But let's face facts, this country was built on tobacco growers. So, you know, if you're going to start changing, if you're not going to change one thing because it comes from way back then, you can't change this either. There are farmers out there who make a living. Tobacco is one of the crops that got this country going. So, no, I don't think they'll ever make it illegal.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't make it illegal. I know.
I think Norm's backing me up on that. What motivated you to quit?
I read this thing about how it was like a phallic symbol, and that my doctor went in. He said, you probably have an oral fixation, which you know what that means. Let's not kid ourselves, right? That's why I always smoke like cigarettes instead of cigars, because if I'm gonna have I like a little white thin cock.
Middletown, the center of the universe, to take a nice clean call. And then I space out. I'm thinking, I can't listen to Norm for a second. I gotta get a time cue here. I come back and you're talking about having a thin white cock in your
cock. I don't have a thin white cock in my cock, you mean?
No.
In my mouth. No, you misunderstand.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is this.
Don't make the mistake of thinking I fucking listen to you.
I just want to make it clear about that cock thing. I was just saying, if I ever was gay, if they like suddenly made it mandatory or something, then I would choose the smallest cock, and I'd like a guy that came fast.
I don't know.
I thought the subject was cock.
No cocks is next week.
I'm sorry. Question?
Yes, it does. Norm McDonald, ladies and gentlemen.